I'm Amber Loder and I'm in my third year, just graduated from the Bachelor of Visual Arts and Media at Gippsland. And the work in front of me right now is called Nude, and it's basically a geometric pattern which has both photocopy pattern and also photographs which have been formed into 3D triangles.
Why did you decide to use the geometric pattern?
I worked with the geometric pattern by being influenced by Elizabeth Gower, and because at the moment geometrics are really popular in popular media and in a lot of illustration as well as in the high arts, that I wanted to embed that in my work. This piece is kind of a collection of different ideas that I've generated through the whole 3 years of my course. So I started out with photographing my skin tones, creating patterns out of them, and then photocopying them. So these patterns are actually photocopied prints of my actual skin, and then I overlaid them with actual visual photographic versions as well. So you can, and I named it Nude, so then you would be more intrigued into what these actual triangles are, because they don't look like skin when you first look at them. They kind of look like this pattern that breaks out into these weird triangular forms. And so I wanted to kind of represent the body in a different way and not in its physical sense. And to me, this says more about what self-portraits are actually showing people than in the traditional sense.
What do you think self-portraits should show people or are showing people?
Well, people should realise that art is actually a very superficial medium, that they cannot judge a person on a photograph that they see. And I've come to realise this because I'm an identical twin. So I have someone out there walking around that looks exactly the same as me, but isn't me. Therefore, like, what I actually look like, that doesn't hold the essence of who I am. So I'm kind of presenting that in a very abstract way and still saying it's a nude, it's of a person, it's kind of like a self-portrait, but you can't really tell who it is. And that's what I'm saying, is that you can't really read a portrait for who they are. You've got to meet the person, you've got to interact with that person to actually understand the work and understand the deeper meanings to it.
Are you thinking of continuing your studies? Is sort of self-portrait one of the things you're looking to continue with?
I'd definitely like to push the boundaries on that, but I think next year I'd like to actually go out into the real world and maybe then come back. I think once you study art, it's really good in that moment, but you also need to branch out and be inspired by other things other than the art world.